And welcome once again to the hiatus feed for Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. This week we bring you the Deadlands, Tales of the Savage Coast. This is the second part to session number 4. We hope you enjoy it. All right, so you guys are all given time to once again wash the dust from your clothes and clean up a bit. The hotel right now is pretty barren. You've got a young man that's able to help carry any of your gear up for you, and you've got a person behind the desk, a couple of people keeping the place clean, but otherwise there doesn't seem to be any other guests right now.
All right.
And Hattie says she will meet you over at Red's. She gives you a couple hours to settle in, which will make it, full dark by the time you're done.
Okay. So we will go to Red's by the back entrance. I will.
All right. And you get your first taste of what Perdition's like at night. This is definitely a town that comes more alive at night. There are a lot of lanterns strung out so that there's an adequate amount of light for the streets. There is a ruckus coming from number 18 there. That's the Fallen Angel Saloon. And the city is far more populated now, as the people that load the trains and prospectors are coming into town, since they work during the light hours, play during the dark hours. So the population is nearly doubled from what you saw coming in the late evening. It's also a very loud town.
All right.
18. Apparently Gideon's at number 18, so.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Checking out all those fallen angels. There are people riding up and down the streets on horseback. People are discharging guns. And, there just is a general feeling of lawlessness that, you didn't really see during the day, but it's come out at night.
Funny, there was a sheriff to take care of us.
I know, Zane. You're going to have to take care of this. This is unacceptable.
Totally unacceptable.
Come down Main Street and 2nd Avenue, number 5 there is Red Saloon, and Hattie actually meets you out front and directs everybody around the back. Around front, there are several provocatively dressed women hanging out from a second floor balcony, calling out to the men as they walk across the streets. Your whole group gets some calls from above.
I'll tip my hat.
Part of my backstory is that there was a loose woman, so to speak, caused his downfall. So Yon wants to go in the front just to make sure that she's not here. And he's doing the same at the Fallen Angels later on.
Of course, that's what you're doing.
Yep.
I'll just go to the front just to check out, really.
Well, if you wish. Hattie is leading you around the back, but if you want to go in the front, you can.
I'm going around the back.
The back has its own entrance. It's every bit as nice as the front, but it doesn't have all the soiled doves leaning off from the balcony. It's got a red canopy, and it's got glass doors. There's actually a doorman there to hold it open. And it goes right into a very opulent dining room, actually, where several people are dining now. There are several busboys around and many waitresses, and it's actually quieter in here. It seems like they've gone a long way to making some soundproofing in the walls, and you can just barely hear the piano playing from, the other part of the establishment. And there's some of you went through the front, you said?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Those of you going through the front, there are still doormen at the front here, but these seem to be rather large lads, standing several hands over six feet tall. And while they're dressed well, they certainly look like they're there for a reason. They hold the doors open for you, tip their hats, and as you come in, spread out before you is basically a gambling hall. There's several tables of people playing poker. Faro is a game that's very large in the Old West. There's actually several card games going on. This is fairly loud and ruckus in here. Waitresses are going around delivering drinks to everyone. Yes.
When you were doing the other game that he did of all of this. Gambling almost pretty much broke the system. Is that still a thing here, or are you using corrected gambling rules? Or
they do have simplified gambling rules, which I'm just going to use if anyone is going to gamble later.
Because everyone got the gambling skill and just broke all the money.
Yes, it did. But yeah, they do have some updated rules for gambling. At any rate, it's fairly full in here, and the people in here definitely seem to be of the, you know, middle and higher class. Everyone here is dressed reasonably well. And you see, not only are there gold coins on the tables, people are also bargaining with hunks of ghost rock as well.
Hmm.
And inside, since Miss Hattie had arranged this ahead of time, there are two attractive women put glasses in both of your hands. So they say it's, you know, filled with what smells like bourbon, and she leads you to the back. Okay. And
as we're going through, I will just be taking a look at the different card games, because I know Zane has a deck of cards, if nothing else. So I'll just be telling him what sort of games I have seen played out.
Actually, does anybody have the gambling skill?
No. Just saying. No, you don't? Okay.
Nope.
All right. So you're led towards the back of this establishment where there's two large wooden doors that have been painted kind of a bronze color. The lady leads you back and opens it, and this brings you into basically the restaurant side of the establishment. And once the door closes, you can tell that it's much quieter in here. It's getting sound screening materials that were used.
Good.
And you're led to the same table where everyone else is sitting. You just guys had a glimpse of the other side. The other thing that you notice is that there are two more floors to this establishment, and some people are being led off by various women to other floors. Young, suspiciously at all of them.
Yep.
This town can supposedly support two such establishments.
Well, that's basically all, you know, that's where all the moneymakers are in towns like this. They spring up around mines or railheads. Liquor, women, and goods. that's all that you sell.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Hattie has ordered ahead, and basically there's all kinds of sampling of food brought out. Everything is cooked very well, but you notice that in particular that all the portions tend to be fairly small. And, while you're, you know, going over your meal, Hattie has two envelopes in her hands, and she says, well, who will be the interim mayor?
Yeah, I can definitely, do that, so long as I get Mr. Zane here as my sheriff.
Well, this one's for you, Mr. Mayor. That's your interim commission, statement of pay, your pay schedule, keys to the mayor's office, and a solemn vow to serve the community of perdition to the best of your ability. And you, Marshall, this one's for you. That's your badge, your keys to the jail, and your interim commission, pay schedule and whatnot. You get to supply your own gun, as per the agreement there.
Sorry, Marshall or Sheriff?
Marshall.
Marshall, as opposed to Sheriff.
Well, okay. It's probably Sheriff. I'm sure that's a typo. You would not have a Marshal of a town.
Yeah, I mean, because I thought Marshall was more, Sheriff was elected, whereas Marshall wasn't that more federal style thing?
No, you're correct.
How it worked in the Wild West.
You are correct. It is a typo in the color text.
That's it. Burn the book. It's obviously full of errors.
Okay.
So how much money am I making?
It's basically sort of a pittance, really. Okay. Let's see. By the way, you're paid on election day. Once the actual mayor is sworn in and the actual marshal is sworn in, you are paid on that day. Let's see. It's $50 for the mayor and $75 for the sheriff.
Damn it!
Sheriff gets shot at more often.
So, anything in regards to how many deputies, official deputies, I can have as opposed to swearing people in temporarily?
That's all up to you. You can do whatever you want, but there's not any budget for you to hire.
Huzzahs!
Right. Yeah, there's reading over the contracts. There's actually no stipulation as to how to perform your office. It's kind of just left up to you.
So it was $75 how often?
That's the complete pay for the 2 weeks.
Payable on election day.
All right.
And of course, while you're here, room and board will be provided for your group. Not just you two, but the whole group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's cool.
Part of the duties to set up a system or just to make sure the elections happen?
To set up a system such that the elections can happen, as there's really nothing set up at all right now. The other thing is, well, Hattie will explain this to you, that they're really trying for a free election. You're going to get some people running that Some will have a popular vote. Some are going to be more popular with Wasatch. What your real goal here is to make whoever gets elected make sure that the town doesn't feel like it's being taken over by Wasatch or by any of the wealthy proprietors in the area. It needs
just
to be
bad
given,
to ask. Where's the money? Who's got the money? Who's going to try and buy the election?
I suppose we could talk about that now. Mr. Kurtz, owner of Kurtz Export, while he won't run himself, the public prejudice is on his son, who he's likely to put up as a ringer. Mr. Granville Kurtz is his son. And a lot of people feel that if he wins a mayorship, that he'll just be, well, a puppet for his father.
And would that be correct?
Well, I don't like to speak ill of anyone. She sips her drink. I don't want to sway your thinking on anything. The point of you two being used to us is that you're neutral parties, so I don't want to let my words influence how you wish to do your job.
There is a problem outside of town that we need to deal with on the morrow.
Oh, is it a problem that's going to affect the town?
Yeah.
There are certain creatures outside of town that need a good cleansing.
She looks at you, you know, a little oddly, perhaps now having the feeling that she has mischosen. creatures?
One of the reasons.
You mean those Indians?
No.
That is one of the reasons the Indians are leaving.
Yes.
They've been getting attacked. And once the Indians are gone, then any travelers to and from this town that aren't using a rail or any outlying people that set up outside the town are likely to be prey to these, individuals.
Yes. Individuals is going a little far.
Oh, I see. Well,
Indians have informed of us, of this. So we are going to, deal with them tomorrow. I was wondering if you have anyone you could recommend as having a strong spine and a good eye for shooting.
Well, and she scratches her chin and she says, well, we've got several Wasatch men that oversee the disposition of the ore, but they've got jobs. I don't know that you can just be taking them from the town. As a matter of fact, they're Wasatch employees. They really don't belong to the town.
Worst comes to worst, we can ask for volunteers.
I don't really want to take a bunch of people who aren't.
What about Kent? He seems
if those, especially if there's individuals who believe they make a suitable sheriff, this would certainly be a good, what's the term?
Trial?
Testing.
Yeah.
Trial of fire. Exactly. Trial of fire to see how they perform.
Yeah.
And also it would allow other town folk who came on to see how those individuals perform, and word would spread pretty quickly if they weren't suitable for the task.
That's too much. I don't want... This is going to be dangerous. This is going
exactly.
to be exceedingly dangerous. So
exactly. And if someone wants to be sheriff, they're going to have to be able to deal with such dangers in this, this neighborhood.
Oh, no, I agree with that point, but I don't want any... This isn't a sightseeing tour. This is...
No, I don't mean it to be a sightseeing tour either, but if someone believes they've got the mettle to be sheriff, then
I agree.
To be able to deal with this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Did we lose somebody?
Did we?
Sharon. Okay, so we can definitely go with that.
All right, well, as I said, I don't want to respectfully tell you how to do your jobs, just that as long as you can make sure we've got a free, honest election in 2 weeks, do what you would like.
Okay.
There is some discretionary money, for these positions. Not a lot. Not that I think you would be able to entice anyone with pay, but, we do have, something set aside for this. We'll be using some of, the Wasatch war chest.
Yeah. Okay. Now, as far as, any other individuals besides Mr. Kurtz?
Well, as I said, you asked for the wealth first, and that would certainly be Mr. Kurtz, well, his son, in particular. You might have passed the telegraph office as you came in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have a very civic-minded person there. As a matter of fact, he's the one who led us to believe that perhaps we should have a mayor and a sheriff before our population got much more out of control. His name's Luke Watson. People around here call him Joker. He's well liked by the populace. Kind of known for practical joker.
A flutter on the cards, or
he's known as a practical joker. That's where the nickname comes from, anyway.
Okay.
Are they malicious jokes, or?
Oh no, no. Luke wouldn't harm anybody, but he does like especially people that think too highly of themselves. He likes to bring them down a notch or two.
A possible ally, then.
Honestly.
And as he does run the telegraphy office, he's usually more informed than most.
Yeah.
Definitely a possible ally.
So, the normal elections are suffrage for any male over 21 who owns property. That is going to be a little... No, actually, Deadlands women have rights now, don't they?
Yep.
Okay, so
there's no racial discrimination and no gender discrimination.
Yeah, so basically, universal suffrage for anyone who owns property would be normal, correct?
Well, that's how it's done in some towns. Again, I don't want to sway opinion on how things should be ran. Although I will say it, we've just had an influx of, 100 new people to this town? Mm-hmm. And by the deeds that are laying inside the chest, they are now all landowners.
Yeah, that's going to be rough.
I'm thinking that maybe for this initial election, it should just be any adult.
Honestly, anyone who has owned property for over a year. Cause
that excludes the people who have just come here.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, if we do, how many
people... Well, they will have been here for 2 weeks before we vote. So.
How many people have owned property here for over a year?
Well, not many. I suppose all the major, businesses in town, they've been here slightly over a year. As far as, the people that just work in the rail yard, well, you won't find many that have been here for over 2 years.
I mean...
Has there been given any thought as to the term of the positions going forward?
No, there has not.
Like yearly, two-yearly, five-yearly, until for life?
Well, that's something that the elected mayor will have to go over. Of course, you as an interim mayor wouldn't be able to stipulate that.
Okay, my problem with adults is if we give the right to the refugees for them to vote, they're not members of the community. That might potentially cause a backlash.
They're not members of the community yet. Yeah. They will be members of the community going forward. So
yeah,
the mayor and the sheriff will be their mayor and sheriff as well.
Yeah, but 2 weeks is...
How many people are in petition?
Fluctuates a bit. As I said, we have people come in and out, but I would say 200 people, around about 200 people. So you've just increased our population by a third.
So 100 people all voting for somebody who was the mayor in their town might unstabilize the vote.
That would unstabilize the vote, destabilize the vote. So I'm cool with having all the new settlers, I guess have one vote, or I mean, I don't know if you want to have even a primary type thing, but yeah, maybe not so much. Been here for a year, even if been here for 6 months, long enough for everyone to get to know them.
And I will say, as a representative of Wasatch, we are not putting forward a person as mayor. Just keep in mind that we do own a significant amount of the land, particularly the railhead. But we are not going to put forward a mayor from our side. Actually, the deeds that we're to hand out to the refugees, these are all Wasatch deeds to lands that Wasatch owns. So we'll be handing them off to these people, and by right, it'll pass from the land will pass from Wasatch to them.
Oh, no, I totally understand that. However, Wasatch is giving out a lot of freebies right now, and I'm assuming you want to avoid the appearance of even the appearance of Wasatch influencing the vote.
Exactly. It's in our best interest for the town to grow. The more people that we can that can come here and wishing to make a life here, the more ready supply of workers that we have that we don't have to rail in. And if we can get a vibrant economy going here, then we'll attract more prospectors. So it suits us for Perdition to become a larger town.
Okay. So 6 months. Yeah, we'll do a 6 months thing. Blind ballots, no buying ballots, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll work out the details after we go and cleanse those Wendigos.
Yeah. In the meantime, we should probably have get some folks to take a proper census of the town to determine who can and can't vote.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hire a clerk. All right. And I will speak with a few towns members to see if we can't. After we cleanse, then hire a clerk, then vote, then champagne.
Then ride off into the sunset.
I'm going to go on a boat. I don't know about you.
Is there a boat thing here? A dock?
There is. It's owned by Wasatch, so it's not depicted on the town map.
Aha, that is good to know that it is not going to annoy anybody that we don't elect.
Who's the Justice of the Peace for this town?
There is none.
Okay. So I am the law.
Yeah, the way that it usually works in frontier towns is the sheriff will detain whoever they they wish, and a judge comes by every so often. And so everyone's judged on that day when it happens, unless it is a crime that can be immediately, like hangings, for instance. If someone's caught red-handed of murder or whatever, you can carry out that without any problems. Otherwise, the judges come by on like a monthly schedule.
Interesting.
Yep. A lot of times the sheriffs make sure that if you're pretty sure the guy is guilty and you got to go after him, that you just shoot them down because otherwise they're going to rot in your jail at your city's expense to feed them until a judge comes around. That's usually how it works. Frontier justice. Good. All right. Well, while you guys are talking, a very well-dressed man enters through the back door. He's got a gold-lined walking cane, and he's wearing a black and red velvet-lined cape. He comes in, and some women take his cape and hat, and he sees you at the table with Hattie, and he marches directly on over to you.
Before he arrives, I just say name.
Hattie says, this is, Masich Kurtz. This is the father of, one of the potential runners.
Understood.
Yes. This was actually the guy that she was talking to earlier, and kind of dismissed the group. Oh, yes, Hattie. I was hoping that we could continue our conversation as, this has been preying upon my mind that we need to have a mayor installed forthrightly. And as you know, my son has some political ambitions. Oh, who are these folk?
Hello, my name is Gideon Stewart. I am interim mayor.
He kind of looks stonily at you. And my over at Hattie. Hattie just nods.
My companion here, Zane Bannon, sheriff.
His eyes widen at that a little. And he sputters out. And this has been ratified by the town, Hattie says. Not yet, but I'm sure the selection of these two will be just fine. It's got the full backing of Wasatch and Mr. Hellstrom. Well, he actually cheers up a little with that. Well, any friend of Hellstrom. So, may I? Pulls a chair over to the table. He's looking at you, Mr. Mayor, when he says, may I?
Absolutely, my good sir. Although, I'm afraid that you make a little bit too much of my association with Mr. Hellstrom. We are merely inhabitants of the same state or the same country and have traveled once upon a time together.
Oh, I'm sure that you're Jim is at a loss for words. I'm sure that you're underplaying your value. Anyone that Mr. Hellstrom would put forth for such an auspicious... He kind of pauses. Did you clean yourself up before coming over? How are you dressed? What are you wearing?
Yeah, I am wearing my fine suit. and I am from middle class stock. And you know,
all right, so. You do have charisma as a
edge. Charisma as an edge. And I look.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to assume that you're of the proper social cut then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, but for anyone that Hellstrom would put forward to such a position must be a very incredible man. I'm glad to meet your acquaintance. He puts forth his hands.
I will put forth my hand and say, I know that there has been an issue with a bunch of, shall we say, refugees coming into town, and I believe that your name was mentioned as one of the individuals who would have work.
Oh, yes. He kind of wrings his hands a little. He looks quite jolly at that. Yes, yes. We've had a shortage of abled young men lately. I have work for as many men as are hale enough to do it.
If you're looking for an individual, perhaps for a foreman position, I can recommend Mr. Kent, who came here with us. He's a able young man who is looked up to by the community.
Mr. Kent, do you know if Mr. Kent knows his letters? Can he read? Can he write?
The association that we went through did not.
You know, that he can.
Yeah, yes, he can. However, I might, depending upon the offer that you make him, I might be stealing him from you to make him clerk for the town, but it depends on his natural inclinations.
Oh, yes, yes. And of course, once the proper mayor is elected, that will all be up for a new issue anyway. And the new sheriff, sir.
Yes?
How are you dressed for the evening?
I wasn't sure if we had much time to get cleaned up or not. We
had a couple hours.
Yeah, if we had a couple hours, I would have gotten a bit of the dust off. But I certainly don't have fine evening wear or anything of that manner.
Mm-hmm. Any edges? Let's see.
Just the cold steely. I've got True Grit.
Ah, you got True Grit. Okay, well, yeah, that'll come across as military man. Have you served before in this capacity?
Yes, I was. I fought for the Union.
Oh, He nods at that. Yeah, I've often found that the Union's use of the most cutting technology and machines have great value. Do quite a bit of business. This may prove to be very interesting. And the rest of you, he looks over at you, Sarah, and at Luke, and pays no attention to Young with his Chinese features.
Oh, thank you. I do look obviously like an outsider. I have the outsider read, so it's pretty obvious that I'm not.
Yeah, but you're white, you see, so.
I will go out of my way to introduce Young. Young is a man of exceptional courage who is also a personal acquaintance of Mr. Hellstorm.
Oh, I see.
And likely to be one of the deputies.
Dr. Beauchamp.
Oh, charmed. Reaches for your hand.
Hold it out properly.
Yes, gives the peck on the back of the hand. Dressed?
Pretty much, like a fashionable upper middle class southern lady of the time.
Ah, in which case he is going to be questioning himself as to, who you belong to. As he kind of meets everybody's eyes and try and figure out. well, yes, I'm sure that you have much to discuss, and my own ears probably should hear some of the planning that needs to happen, so I will excuse myself. He goes after a waiter to find food. And as he leaves, almost as soon as he's cleared his seat, this tall, slender man in a white suit and a kind of a string tie kind of slides in the seat right after him and kind of smiles as he watches the man move away. And he's got kind of a slicked, kind of the Lucifer-like mustache and a little goatee. He's a very angular man. He smiles at everyone. I'm Luke Watson. Good to meet you all. Mr. Mayor, I understand. Sheriff?
A man with ears.
We will have need of your services later.
Oh, yes, yes. I live above the telegraphy office. Any time of day, just knock on the door. Knock loud if it's after 2 a.m.
Thank you, sir.
So, Hattie, what's the gossip? Who are these new people? New mayor, new sheriff already? Addie just smiles at him and says, I'll let them speak for themselves. And
Did you not hear our introductions?
Is the story the same?
Story is the same no matter who I speak with.
Well, that's very mayoral of you.
I would prefer to think of it as a man rather than a mayor.
Well, you've met Mr. Kurtz, and he is an exemplar of a certain strata of people that live here. And myself, he kind of bows, am another. I like to say that I represent the more common man here.
Well, it will be up to either you or he to win the election, my good sir.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some others that come out of the woodwork as well, but I didn't want him to be the sole person to greet you tonight.
It matters little if you greet me tonight or the Mar.
Mm. But it seems to matter, and he kind of closes in so that, almost conspirationally, he says, I thought I heard the word Wendigo. Did I?
Yes, you did.
Is our town facing cannibals? He seems almost gleeful when he says that.
I don't recall that word being used.
I used it.
Interesting. Oh, you did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you?
Yeah.
You did.
I did, in fact, use it. So, yes.
Oh, do tell. Every juicy little bit.
The Indians have been driven off by Wendigos. We will call for strong people with strong spines and ready trigger fingers tomorrow to go deal with the issue so that it might not be plagued.
Might I offer a small bit of advice, if I may?
Of course.
Bandying words around like Wendigo and monsters, may hurt your standing with these people. These are very salt of the earth. They're very stupid people for the most part, okay?
Using words like this.
Well, I've been to a bit of this slight bit of stupidity myself, especially when it comes to mythology. And using words like monsters, is it your intent to create a panic?
No, but at the same time...
Question, Bert. Does he have a particular ring on his finger?
Zane again. Have a chip. since you're looking for it, he does have a ring on his finger, but the top of it's been turned around so that you're seeing a gold band on the top. But as he likes to speak with his hands, he gestures a lot as he speaks. You see, that the top, the sigil part has been rolled around, to the bottom of his finger. And just since you asked specifically, yeah, it's got the same symbol as the one that you're holding.
Mm-hmm. Which, from memory, Yong has that particular ring, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yes.
We'll remove the voluminous sleeves.
we like to consider ourselves as explorers.
A light in the darkness, perhaps?
Indeed.
Epitaph,
illuminating reading.
As he lifts his drink to his face, he kind of rotates the ring around so he, makes sure he flashes it in front of you as he takes his drink. But as I said, sometimes, keeping the populace is the better course of action.
Indeed.
It is a valid concern. But men, we will request men, and they will talk.
They will talk of cannibals, as is
natives that dwell in caves and
of white skin who have claws,
pale and skin,
yeah,
that die to the bullets as easy as any other man.
Yeah, so just individuals that prefer to live in the caves. They're inbred barbarians, inbred savages, I should say.
How many volunteers do you think you're going to need for this?
Well, I thought it might be one way of suggesting those who think themselves worthy of sheriffs may wish to participate. Thus, they can be seen as to, if they have the metal for the role.
Well, either way, metal.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure that, Mr. Mayor, that you have only the best interests of the town at heart. If I might offer a small service, I may know a small number of men who might be more daring and perhaps sure of shot than most that may have faced such things before.
That would be an incredible service.
It will only be a small number of men, I'm afraid. Your plan may separate out some of the chaff that might be running for sheriff.
Yeah,
but it's good to have some real guns at your disposal, too, I think.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Hattie has completely lost the thread of the conversation. She is just kind of smiling and nodding, and occasionally she's looking over at you, Sarah, as if, what are they talking about?
Just give him my best smile.
Okay, so...
And I'm charismatic.
Okay. So, we sally forth to deal with a group of inbred savages. No, that is a very plausible excuse.
That's assuming that they are lurking about in the location the person we traded with indicated that his ancestors are buried. Yeah, that we might pick up spore or encounter him in the wild or such.
We could. We will see. But yes.
So, Luke, you were a good tracker, weren't you? Or am I getting my characters mixed up?
No.
Yeah, you get a proper night's sleep, I'm sure we'll be fine.
Do keep in mind that the Indian gave you directions by using stars.
Yes.
Maybe we could go outside at night and have a look at which way the stars go so we know where they'd go. We'd go on the bright Sunday.
Yeah, that's fair. Thank you, voice in the back of in the sky, for reminding us that we need to do that tonight and ride out tomorrow and go, well, we're lost, men. You might fancy a camp out in the desert. We came here to kill you all. All right. Yeah. All right. Joker. Tomorrow, if we, of course, survive our encounter, would you mind coming and having dinner with us? Ooh, no, don't want to do that. Damn. After whoever gets elected mayor, we're going to have a dinner, because we need to talk with you.
Certainly, and as I said, you're welcome to send a telegraph at any time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Yes.
Well, I'll not monopolize our new mayor and sheriff. I just thought I would introduce myself, and it seems that it was a good thing. A good thing indeed. I will get in touch with those men that I told you about, and they will show up as part of your volunteers in the morning.
Thank you for
your assistance, Mr. Woods.
A notable candidate for sheriff?
I'm afraid, in particular, these men would not make good sheriffs. They tend to shoot before they ask questions.
An encounter with inbred savages can breed that in a man.
Encounter with many things, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sweet.
Enjoy your meal, gentlemen.
Thank you.
It seems that Kurtz has caught wind of me. I will be making my exit now.
Alright.
Sure enough, Kurtz has turned around and is frowning at the fact that Luke is sitting with you. Tips his hat.
How did Luke enter? Because Kurtz came in through the back.
Mm-hmm.
So did Luke come in through the back as well, or did he come in through the front?
But you have no idea, actually, how long he might have been in here before or after. He certainly didn't come through the front, because it's in your direct line of vision. So he may have been in here beforehand.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Hattie is completely lost at what just went on. And enjoy your meal, folks. It's been a long day. As I said, I believe I'm going to turn in tonight. I will make sure everything is good with what passes for People's Council here. I'm sure your ratifications in your new positions will be just fine. I'll let you know first light, though.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Baker.
If we want to spread the word for the potential sheriffs, how would we do so?
The church. Often when we have a town meeting called, just simply have them ring the bell out. People will gather as they're willing.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Luke, look at the stars. Look at the stars.
Stand up.
I look up.
She leaves.
Are they right? Is it time?
She bids everyone a good night and takes her leave.
But talking, really.
So, Sarah, Luke, Yongjong, any of you interested in being a deputy for the next 2 weeks? I could certainly be with your assistance.
I will be a deputy.
Well, I need to supplement my pay because.
And what have you two, Luke and Yongjong? I think the two of you'd make fine deputies.
Well, if you're hiring us under standard Van Helsing rules.
I'm wondering if having not all of our eggs in one basket would be a good thing, and have some people remain outside of it, just in case. Although I would be happy to work with you on an as-needed basis, or informal. I will sleep on it and see if dreams bring wisdom.
Okay, as you wish.
I will finish my meal with some small talk with the others and go back to my hotel room after I make sure Luke looks at the sky.
Kurtz currently has spread word around a bit. So, you know, as you guys are talking, various people will come up and introduce themselves to you. Most of them are shop owners in the area. Just to you know, press the flesh and find out who you are, that sort of thing.
I'll press the flesh.
In between people doing that, I'll bring up the question, do we really want to head out tomorrow, or do you want to give us a little bit of time to get organized first and find out exactly where these things are, rather than just race off tomorrow?
We could do a quick expeditionary adventure tomorrow just to check and make sure. But
it's probably going to be, they're probably a day or two away from the town. Location or where they are.
It's only a day in between the two locations if we press hard.
True.
That's in a straight line, but the Indians didn't come along your straight line path. They came out from further in.
Yeah, we could.
If they're from like caves and ravines and stuff. Yeah, it may not be as.
Yeah, and it might be a few days' journey. So yeah, we could spend let Luke spend tomorrow and try to hunt them down, and then secure our positions. And stop having people shooting in the air all times of night. That offends my sense of moral prestige, you understand. You need to do something about that, Zane.
Well, I can tell you what you do right now is it's night, you go out, fire your own gun, and say anyone who does it from now on will be put in the stockade. You've got tonight only. From now point onwards, boom. Well, give them tonight, because otherwise, boom, straight into it.
Yeah.
So Zane put on his badge yet?
Yeah. So if we've signed the papers and whatever.
All right. So, So once again, after a few people have come up and introduced themselves to you, it's getting fairly late and people are starting to leave. As you guys head outside, you hear gunfire, and not the kind that you heard earlier where people were just shooting into the sky. You were hearing the distinctive zing and whine as they're hitting buildings and whatnot, and you hear the screams of people that are clearing out of the streets. It looks like a gunfight has erupted on 2nd Avenue there, just as you're coming out.
Hands up who wants to be deputized. Right, you're deputized. Let's go.
Yeah, I run that.
What's going on is it looks right across from the air at number 10. Ducking behind a couple of water barrels, there's a guy that is shooting out across the street. There are two men in the middle of 2nd Avenue. And they've got, looks like, rifles out. One of them's got a shotgun that he's putting bullets into now. And, they're kind of, approaching the guy that's taking cover behind the water barrel. Come out, Slim! You owe me that money! I owe you a damn thing!
Gentlemen, may I have your attention?
The guy with the rifle, shoots in your general direction, not right at you. Shut up! It's got nothing to do with you!
Yes, it does. I am now sheriff of this town. If you do that again, I shall use lethal fire back at you.
Do you have intimidation?
No.
No?
Nope.
All right. Persuasion?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Don't be stupid. He's got chips.
I have all those skills.
Exactly. I'm not the persuading. I'm not the, that type of person.
You've just made a statement. That's whether or not they listen to the statement.
Okay. I actually have knowledge of law.
Good to make a straight unschooled role.
Yeah, if you're actually wanting to do any kind of command to your voice, you can. If you are just making a bald-faced statement, you can just leave it at that.
I'll do it as a bald-faced statement and then let the actions show.
Given the range they are from you and, that it's night and there's only lantern light, they probably cannot see your badge.
That's why I stated I'm now sheriff of this town, so please.
I'm just gonna stun him.
You're closer to the guy behind the water barrel, and he turns to you and says, "Sheriff? Yeah, arrest him, Sheriff! I don't owe these folks no money!"
Yeah. Look, are y'all gonna stop this stuff, or are we gonna have to throw you in jail?
Hey, jail ain't even built yet! And the guy behind the barrel says, "Yeah, it is! They finished it yesterday!"
Yeah, so it is in fact built. And right. You have to stop. You can't just shoot someone to get money from them.
All right, Zane is obviously out in the middle of the street. You're talking some smack there, it. Gideon. So are you out invisible as well?
Yes.
All right. Is a gun out invisible on you?
No.
Is a gun visible on you, period?
Oh, yeah. I have one on my side.
Okay. But it's not covered by a coat.
You took a gun with you to dinner?
Yes. Yeah. I'm a male in the West. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if this is standard or not.
Right. I took my Derringer with me to dinner. I don't leave home without it.
Is anyone else visible in the street other than you two? Like, Luke, are you visible? Young, are you visible?
Sure, I'll be standing by Zane's side.
Alright. Well, okay. In which case, I'm gonna have, Zane, I want you to roll it. Since you don't have any particular skill or anything, just do a D4 minus 2. You get the wild die, though, and I'll give you a plus 2 since you've got more people out.
I'm over
sure I can't roll it.
Did that roll your wild dice as well?
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Okay. All right. Well, your words alone. Crap. Your words alone aren't enough to stop them. Go ahead. Were you going to say something else?
Quick question. Remind me what a what chip does.
Reroll.
No, since I'm reining in them at the moment. Given over there.
I have offered any support or whatnot?
Your presence is support.
Okay.
So, did you add in the plus 2 to that or not?
No, I haven't. So that the would cancel out the minus 2, so it'd be 4. Yeah, it'd be success.
All right. Well, they seem hesitant. It looks more like probably your numbers than anything else. And, the guy that was loading his shotgun slings it back over his shoulder and says, "We'll talk to you later, Slim, when your friends aren't around." And,
whoa. Hey, no, we're gonna talk this out now. You're not going anywhere.
Are you going forward? Are you walking forward?
Yeah, I walk forward.
Yeah, I was still walking towards him.
All right. At some point, then, lantern light is good enough that they can, in fact, see the sheriff star on your shirt there, and with everyone else backing you up, they're like, "What's Slim to you, Sheriff?" Sorry, we didn't know that someone had been elected.
Slim is a individual in this town, just as you are. I'm impartial to both parties, except for those that are breaking the law. So I'd just like to know what the situation is first before you start shooting people.
Well, and he's not got his finger on the trigger of his rifle, but he's kind of pointing his rifle like a, you know, Slim over there cheated me out in a card game. He owes me $10.
Okay.
And what say you to that, Slim?
Slim says, "Hey, not my fault that he's a bad player. Both of you guys can give me, let's see, what would be detective?
Notice.
Yeah. Both of you give me notice rolls. Actually, everybody standing there can give me notice rolls.
Zane succeeded with the raise, and I succeeded. Holy crap, and Luke succeeded with the raise.
Oh, just as good as Zane.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. All right, apparently Slim is really bad at lying. Yeah, Slim sounds untruthful in his statement.
Slim, pay up the man the money you owe him.
Aw, Sheriff. Man's got to make a living. Alright, I'm coming out, putting my gun away. Duncan, I'm coming out. I got your money. I'm going to leave it right here on the barrel. Are we done? Is this over?
Once we confirm you've paid him the amount he's owed.
Well, alright, Slim slaps down some coins on the barrel. He puts down a couple $5 pieces.
Sheriff, you want to make some proclamations as far as shooting people and cheating?
If I find out you're cheating again, Slim, I'll lock you up. I don't know if it's worth throwing you over the cliff or running out of the town, but
Mine is more traditional.
He's put his gun away and he's like, all right, Sheriff. All right. No harm was meant.
At the very least, a fine, depending on the nature of the circumstances. And you, gentlemen, if I see you shooting at individuals in town.
We're shooting you, General.
letting off firearms within the town limits. Are you happy now?
Yes.
You've drawn something of a crowd. Are you yelling this out so your crowd can hear too, or are you directing it?
Yes. I'll be speaking this loudly if there's a crowd gathered. Yes. Yes. If anybody letting off firearms within the town limits will, if it's just letting off firearms without shooting individuals, you'll have your firearms confiscated as a first warning, as a fine. If you're actually shooting at individuals, depending on the nature of what you're doing, you may even be held for attempted murder.
All right. Fortunately, Zane's not a very good talker. Zane, give me another D4 minus 2 with your wild die.
Sure.
Wow. You mean we should shoot everybody?
No. I mean, Zane's saying it very matter-of-factly. It's just, his presentation, just kind of falls on flat ears. You know, people listen to what you have to say, but you haven't really struck the fear of the sheriff into him or anything. Duncan and his pal will come up and take silver off Barrelhead and says, well, thank you, Sheriff. And I'll keep your words in mind.
How good does it look like his shooting was?
Oh, pretty well. You know, if he was actually trying to shoot Slim, really bad. But you figure if he was trying to collect on a debt, he was trying to scare Slim. So it's hard to tell from that tomorrow? If he's a good shot or not.
Didn't that roll stand there, Pete?
Yes, I am. I for the listeners at home, I rolled a natural one. So, on both the wild die and D4.
I don't want
that. On top of that, we have a minus 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. A critical failure.
Pete's going to be one of these officials where he's going to have some violent action, you know, and then people will listen.
Yes, that's pretty much the way I see it going.
Yep.
Can I see this and then give a speech?
You want to speechify?
Yeah, I want to speechify. I'm good.
You got oratory?
It's not actually a skill.
They did have oratory. Otherwise, you can do persuasion if you want.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. This is my, friend here, Zane. Let me introduce myself first. I'm Mayor Gideon. My friend here, Zane's a man of few words, plain spoken. Let me go ahead and elaborate a bit on what he told you. Zane here is a Civil War veteran, and man,
side he fight on?
It don't matter. What I'm saying.
North shot, Strainer! Did not!
Look!
Southern bastards!
When I'm speaking, you are silent!
Give me a roll. You can continue on, but let me see how.
I'm gonna give my intimidation roll for that. Damn.
Oh, wow. Ooh, okay. You apparently speak with the word of God.
Yeah.
Did I stutter? Yeah.
Said, when I speak, you are silent. Now, y'all will behave yourselves as we have the law in town. You know when you're doing wrong. Don't do wrong. Don't steal. Don't cheat. And don't shoot your guns in the air in the premises, or you're going to get a lead aspirin in the forehead. Do I make myself clear?
There's a lot of mumbled yes, sirs, from the darkness.
I didn't hear you. All right, there we go.
Yeah, you have given it your first stump speech.
I will shoot anyone.
Delivered with a threat.
Yeah, how many raises is that?
That's 4.
Yeah,
it's 3 raises.
That was pretty impressive, bro.
Yeah, that's 3 raises.
That. Since most of the crowd is already inebriated, it went over well. The lantern light, you know, just halos you perfectly, and the voice magnifies down the street.
Now, if y'all are done threatening my sleep, don't do that. Also, if you shoot someone, shoot them in daylight. Don't shoot them at night. I go to bed.
No.
Then I go to bed.
All right. Well, you got a fairly sizable crowd that saw the outing of the mayor and the sheriff tonight. Things actually are quieter after that. Don't hear any more gunshots in the street anyway. All right. Luke, do you want to try and,
do yeah, some... I'll give it an initial look around.
Yep. Yeah, just give me a tracking roll.
Need some sleep.
Oh, wow.
But I don't do bad.
Yeah, actually, he told you, you know, which phase of the moon, which star to look at, and which direction you basically got the rough direction, and you know which way to head out for. Would have been nice if he told you how far away, but at least you know what direction to head into. He did, of course, say cliffs, so, you know, that they were caves on some cliffs, so you've got a geographical feature to look for anyway.
Yeah. Cool. I'll plan on getting at some point I'll pick up a map of the area as well as getting myself a replacement telescope and sending this one back. Mm-hmm. Just put that in now so you can't pretend I missed it.
So is everyone going to head to bed then for the rest of the night?
Yeah. Just before I do go into the Fallen Angel just to see if the woman I'm looking for is there. I don't expect so. And
that's an unlikely story.
And I'll get a drink at the bar as well and listen to what the people are saying about the incident that just happened.
All right. Fallen Angel is a much more of a workman type of place. The people in here are modestly dressed. These are definitely the workers that work on the rail lines, that work with the Ghost Rock, etc. There are some of these soiled doves here, but they're not as, you know, in your face about it. They seem to be more demure and,
broken.
Well, not really, but in general, older, than the ones, at the other. Everything in here is much more understated. It's not flashy in the least bit, although it is clean. And, so a lot of people come in and talk to them about what just happened on the street. So we got ourselves a mayor and a sheriff. Huh. What's that going to mean to business around here? And there's a kind of a weedy looking guy behind the bar. He's coughing into a napkin. Young, you see that there's a little bit of blood speckle coming out on that cloth as he coughs. Figure ain't going to make much difference to us. Unless they outlaw liquor, that is. Some booze around for the table. Ooh. Ah, yeah. As you come in, Young, there's a quick, burst of, Mandarin Chinese from him. And he's basically saying, oh, to what family are you? He wouldn't say your kind, we think.
People from the
honored by many people of your.
Well, yeah, the guest is, yeah, we don't see many of you here. There are some. Who is your family?
I am of the Lu.
Okay. He thinks for a moment.
From Shenfan.
He pours you a drink and gives you a slight bow and says, this one's on me. It's good to speak this language again. It has been a long time. Everyone is kind of looking at him. Everyone else in the bar is kind of staring at him like he just, you know, grew a second head. Coughs again into his napkin and he looks at the people in the bar and says, what? You guys need to get out more.
Where did you learn?
He goes back to English just because, the bar, you know, the rest of the people in the bar are looking at him kind of odd. He says, I spent some time in Shanfan, some business here and there. I picked up a bit, here and there. Notice roll?
Yeah.
You can have a plus two on it.
Oh. Boom.
Okay. Doubt his words. As not only did he speak flawless, but he has a regional dialect to it as well.
Oh.
So this was someone that was raised in the language.
I do not point that out to him.
Mm-hmm. Do you come here for work?
I help bring in the people.
Oh, yeah. Those men that came in today. Well, that's good.
So will we staying here a couple of weeks and then moving on? It is good to travel, as you said.
Yeah. Where are you staying?
We are in the place I can't remember the name of.
By the Cliff Watch Hotel.
Oh, the Cliff Watch Hotel. We are in the local hotel.
Well, we have the local family, the Fans. They have cleaners here. If you wish some of your native foods, perhaps you should call on them. They would take it to have some word from Shanfan. I'm sure they are anxious about their children there. You might know them.
It is a possibility, yes. I will go and see them in the morning. Thank you for your kindness.
The people around you, you know, were shocked that he was speaking your language. They don't seem so shocked or really care too much about you personally there. Once you're done talking to the bartender. Yeah. Oh, by the way, he does introduce himself as, let me find it. where did I put it? There it is. Sorry, gotta look this up quick. I didn't write it down.
I'm starting to think Zane was a poor choice for sheriff. Maybe he should have done that.
I'm a man of action, not words.
I know. Sheriff needs to be a man of words. What were you saying?
I was going to say, I was wondering what the bars were thinking, who the sheriff was. I mean, given that you gave out all the big highfalutin speeches there.
That
you were laying down the law.
That's what the mayor does, give highfalutin speeches. Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson true. Stein is okay. The one of the owners to this bar. So yeah,
is he a Negro such. Or something?
No, he's not. He looks like a white man.
I'm not there, just the name sounded mm-hmm. like the sort of names they gave free slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Stein's Jewish name.
Fallen Angel. That's where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So anyway, once you're done speaking to Mr. Stein, some of the other people around the bar try to engage you in conversation as well. It's like, just for a few weeks? It's a pity. Town's grown. We can certainly use more people around. Are you a cook by any chance? I was a Shan fan once, and I had some of the best food there.
Unfortunately, that is not among my expertise.
Ah, don't mind my friend here, one of them says. He didn't mean that all of you could cook or anything. Didn't mean anything by it. You're just, we're just happy to have seen new people in town. The more people we get, the larger it grows.
Mm-hmm. I can understand his want for taste from the East. It is something I cannot find here.
Like Mr. Jefferson there was telling you, we got a laundry here that occasionally they'll during certain occasions the fans will make up some food and bring it out to different potlucks in the community. They're not primarily cooks or anything, but boy, Miss Fan can sure make up a good plate of vittles. Hey, were you out in the street earlier? Did you see that new sheriff?
Yes, I did. He kinda. Is. He resolved the problem without resorting to violence. It is interesting.
Well, so that's good, considering we don't got an undertaker yet.
It could be a good business to go into.
Oh, one of them sheriffs, wow. Huh? I guess the carpenter is going to be busy here soon. Mm-hmm. Are you asking or trying to get any particular information?
No,
otherwise, it's just these two guys here. Pretty much everyone else is called it a night, and these two look like the village drunks, perhaps.
No, I just came in to see what they were making of the ruckus that happened outside. Mm-hmm. If they've got no particular thing, then I'll be happy to make small talk with them about the town, etc.
All right. Yeah, mostly what you get is, this town is pretty much, everyone here works for Wasatch or they sell to people that work to Wasatch. That's about the whole point to this town. Not much else here. And as they, stagger off drunkenly, you hear them talking to each other and says, "Hey, we gonna go sleep in the jail again? Yeah, they got some cozy cots in there. They got the roof on yesterday, you know? Yeah." And start staggering off in that direction.
Is one of them the left hand of the devil? Did we get Bambino?
Yes. Otherwise, if no one else is doing anything tonight, you guys get what rest you can. Go ahead and give me vigor rolls. Plus two for the people that are taking up the top floor and the nice beds.
Damn it!
It is huzzah for us.
Normal for everyone else.
We get a negative for those of us with fatigue on this roll?
No, you don't get the fatigue for this particular type of roll, no.
Good.
Sweet. Way to go, Luke. You die.
Luke is just wired. He cannot relax.
Yeah, I rolled almost as bad as Luke.
So even a plus two wouldn't have helped.
Oh, it does.
Oh, your plus two would help.
Yeah, I got plus two, so mine's fine.
I think I'm fine.
Yeah. As a As an aside, what I'm having you do is any place that has a fear level, it becomes increasingly hard to get good restful sleep. And this is actually what you're rolling against.
What about grit or guts? Does that assist with
As far as I can tell, it doesn't make any difference to this. Although you're not going to get more than just the fatigue level. And as soon as you get one good night's rest, it goes away.
Okay.
But if you fail again and you're already fatigued, you're still fatigued.
I guess it's the lack of moose. Or is it meat down here? Look.
Mike? It's the it's the braying of the rutting moose that he misses.
So, we do the thing where we get the share, or the people.
Alright, so bright and early the next morning. Actually, before it's quite, sun up, Hattie does come up. She leaves a message for you at the front desk. She doesn't want to wake up anybody. So as soon as the first person comes down, you got a message. A message is basically, she talked to basically the town people that would really object. They're fine with you being the representatives and setting this up, with the caveat that you can't actually run for mayor or sheriff, that you're just setting it up so that they can elect a mayor or sheriff.
Oh, darn. All right. All right, after I get done with my morning prayers and I get that, I will go over to the church and get them to ring the bell.
Okay. Sure, as you head toward the church, there's a line of young children that are heading towards the church as well. The young woman in tow and smiles at you and says, just about ready to start class. Can I help you?
I tip my hat to her. Yes, ma'am. I was informed that if an individual would request a church meeting, a meeting, he could ring the bell and people would wander on over.
Yeah, such as those that aren't working right now. Most people do get a bright and early start. Don't know what kind of turnout you get, but she shows you how to get to the bell tower.
What's your name, ma'am?
Cynthia.
Cynthia. My name's Gideon. It's a pleasure to meet you. I will do the whole raise the hand to my lips.
She says, this is what passes for our school here. We got enough children now that they felt the need to get a school marmen, and that fell to me. She's fairly young to be a school marm, by the way. You figure she's not into her 20s yet.
I'm fairly young to be a mayor, so not going to hold that against her.
She shows you there's like a small service door that gets you into the tower to ring the bell.
Cynthia, are you from elsewhere?
Yes, I am.
Where are you from?
Well, back east. My husband passed away, and I answered an ad, advertisement that this place needed a school teacher.
God rest his soul. Do you find there's something odd in the air about here?
Well, it's awfully hot and dusty, if that's what you mean.
More speaking of a trouble getting a good night's sleep.
She kind of pats you on the hand and says, it took about a month before I could sleep well here. I think it's just a change in the atmosphere and heat maybe, and just maybe it's a new place.
Interesting.
Okay. It was all right after a month.
Okay. I want to talk to Luke about that. Thank you very much. I appreciate your kind.
Who's with Gideon for this?
I presume we all are.
No, I'm just going to ring the bell. Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all can come running when I ring the bell.
Okay.
All right. Well, fair enough. Do you go up and ring the bell? Okay. Well, it's a big brass number, recently minted. Got a good, clean, clear sound that echoes out over the town. It's quite deafening, by the way, to be ringing it up here. How many times do you ring it?
A good dozen.
Okay.
Really?
That's not that many.
All right. Well, by the time you come back down from the bell tower, there are some people milling out in the streets and kind of looking over in your direction and start coming out of their doors. Most of them are women. The men folk have gone off to the jobs for the most part. You do see some people that some males that are older. I guess you're gray beards of this community, I guess. And lots of children. Some of them apparently aren't going to school.
I frowned at
the perfect party.
I frowned at the children.
Well, yeah, that's your crowd. Women, some older men, lots of children.
Odd.
Not odd. They gotta work.
No, they
everybody
don't.
Everybody, yeah, you gotta do it of an evening when people aren't at work.
This might be regret. Oh, well, no.
Well, everyone's looking at you expectantly.
Well, this will allow the people, the word to settle. Okay.
Here's some children in the crowd saying, "See the new pastor man, mommy?"
That is an excellent question, young child. No, my name is Mayor Gideon Stewart. Well, my title is mayor. My name is just Gideon Stewart. You understand?
All right, before you go too far ahead.
Does that mean you're a mayor, Mayor Gideon Stewart?
The rest of you guys, whereabouts are you?
Depending on how early it was, either in bed or otherwise I was going to get out and start wandering the town. First stop it in the sheriff's office, check it out, and then just start wandering the town, getting a feel for it.
Okay. Sarah?
Making use of my streetwise.
Depending on what time it is, if it's
so,
not...
Well, what time is it? Let's just get that out of the way.
7 a.m.
It's 7 a.m.
Okay, what does that mean in local town time?
About an hour after sunrise.
But eating breakfast.
Yeah, most people would get up and start work around sunrise.
Eating breakfast and checking on any of the injured and wounded.
Oh, okay. This is where you'll meet Rickard Lewis, Rickard, R-I-C-A-R-D, who is the retired surgeon, battlefield surgeon. He doesn't do the doctoring in town professionally. He just does it as a service, as the town doesn't have its own doctor, nor does he want to do it professionally. He just does it as needed. But when he heard that there were sick and injured amongst the group that came out, he has been with them. So when you actually show up, he is already there, checking them out, redoing dressings, that sort of thing.
Okay. I introduce myself and take it from there.
Okay. And shortly after you introduce yourself, and he would have enough time to ask you if this is your handiwork, bandagings and whatnot that a lot of these people have.
Some of it, yes.
Well, he compliments you. The dressings was done well. About that time, the church bell starts clanging in the distance. And Rickard gets up and says, "What fool got into the bell tower now?" And he leaves and goes out to listen to what's going on. Before you start speechifying there, Mayor, go ahead and give me the roll to start with, and then you may speechify.
All right. Bam. Seven.
Seven? Okay. Go ahead. What do you have to say?
Okay. As I said, my name's Gideon Stewart. I'm the mayor. There is a problem on the outskirts of your town. It has to do with a bunch of savages that are inbred and are attacking the other Indians in this region. They have driven out all the other Indians in this region, and it looks like they're gonna, when they work up to it, they're gonna start picking off lone stragglers. So, the sheriff and myself are going to deal with this issue before it becomes an issue to y'all. So what we, are asking is that those individuals who would like to be, sheriff in this town, elected sheriff, come with us so that we can test their mettle and any against, a visible threat to the town and any other individual who are looking for a bit of adventure to come along with us. However, I would warn everyone that this will, in fact, be a slightly dangerous expedition, so it's not one where we are taking tourists. So, for those individuals who will be interested, and I understand that it's not going to be y'all, but y'all can certainly spread the word, to report tomorrow at 7 a.m. over at the Cliffside Inn, and we can go ahead and get traveling and get this done.
All right. Those of you that are out and about the streets, go ahead and give me notice rolls.
Wow, Zane.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay. Zane. You hear the clanging, the church bell, and you're seeing all these people kind of milling around. Once again, most of them, women and older men. Mm-hmm. But you see kind of suspiciously, a guy that's, looks a little travel worn. He's got riding clothes on. They look a little bit dirty. He's kind of with the crowd as they're going, towards where the church is. and somewhere around 2nd Avenue there for building number 12. He hops the fence. The horses are kept in that pen over there. And he starts climbing a ladder and takes up position on the roof there. And you see he's drawing out from underneath his duster what looks like maybe a rifle or a shotgun.
I'll climb up after him.
All right, you going to try and sneak up after him?
I don't have sneaking.
Are you trying to be quiet? are you trying to be quiet, or are you not really caring?
No, I'm not really caring.
All right, well, he doesn't notice you. Okay, well, he's laid himself flat on the roof of this establishment, and he's got a what now you can see quite clearly is a rifle. He's laid it down beside him, and he's gotten a telescope out. He seems to be sighting down towards the church with it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not got the gun in his hand, though.
Mm-hmm. I'll just stand there watching.
All right.
I'll draw my pistol, but I won't. Mm-hmm. But yes, if he starts moving to his rifle, then I'll cock it and go.
Okay. So far, he's not done anything but just watch through the telescope. There's the rifle next to him there. You want to wrap up your speech there, or have you already wrapped it up, Gideon?
Other things, another pertinent point I wanted to hit was that, there will, a couple ordinances that have been passed is that there are no longer guns allowed to be shot in town unless in self-defense. So you people will now have quieter nights, and also, you'll be protected by one of the foremost gun hands in the West, Mr. Zane Bannon. Yes, sir, Mr. Zane Bannon is a man of legendary skill with a gun, and I would not cross him if I was you.
As you warn this group of old men and women.
Well, it's also word will be passed. These people will be incurable gossip.
Yes.
And word is going to quickly pass.
Kind of word will be passed.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, you know, there's some murmuring in the crowds, and after you said your bit, you know, the crowds disperse. Some of the women come up to introduce themselves to you, and as you probably suspected, they do say, well, you know, their menfolk are at work, but they'll pass along your words.
Exactly.
If you really want to get the word out, you should probably, for most people, visit the Fallen Angel Saloon this evening. Most of the men meet there after work for a beer or two. It's the public house.
Well, yes, but I expect their women folk are going to transmit the word very well to those interested parties.
Of course we'll talk to our husbands, but, you know, when the husbands talk to each other, they talk to each other at the bar.
Okay, I will definitely keep that in mind. I appreciate it. Pointing out my novice mistake, I'm a young man.
Your guy on the roof, after listening to the speech, and apparently he feels like he doesn't need to put a bullet through your new mayor's head. He turns around to go down, and there you are. Arms crossed, staring at him.
I had my pistol out.
Yeah, pistol out.
Just wait. Yeah,
he puts his hands up, and when he turns around, you notice that he is of the south of the border persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, mister, I don't want no trouble.
And what are you doing up here in a sniper position?
No, I get a better look at your new mayor.
I see.
He points down to the crowd below them. I scare these women folks sometime. I don't want to cause a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, you haven't actually shot at anyone or attempted to shoot at anyone, so.
Oh, no, sir. He actually, you know, slowly picks up his rifle and he shows you. It's not loaded.
Okay.
Let me unload it into you.
I don't want to cause a problem. To come here looking for a job.
How have you gone finding work?
Well, I don't want to work for the ore haulers. I was hoping to find a farmer or cattleman, but you have none here.
No, unfortunately, this is not the the area for these sort of things.
Hmm. You're the sheriff.
Yes.
Do you need men?
Quite possibly, yes. Although I'm only a sheriff for a short time until they appoint a proper sheriff.
Well, maybe if I do a good job for you, you'll pass along that to the new sheriff.
Maybe. So what is your, what makes you believe that you would be qualified to be a deputy?
I am a good shot. I am a good tracker. In my native home, I brought bounties back. Wanted men, you call them?
Mm-hmm. I see. And what is your name?
Here they call me Joe.
Joe.
Here that is what they call me. Cannot pronounce my full name. Santiago de la Hoya Ores.
Fair enough.
You know Pete's going to try.
what are you saying out there, your mayor? I can do this thing.
You would come along with us?
See?
Well, see how you handle yourself when we go out, and you may just have yourself a job.
Yes. I do my best for you.
Thank you.
When did you say to meet?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning?
Yes, tomorrow morning.
I'll be here at the church in the morning then.
Thank you.
That's not where I said to meet.
Oh, where did you say to meet? Sorry.
At the inn,
okay. yes. I'll meet you at the inn in the morning. I have my own horse. I have my own gun.
Very good.
May I go now?
Of course.
you're blocking the ladder.
yes. I will proceed down the ladder.
And he
kind of... my pistol.
And he just kind of beats feet. Mm-hmm. Heads out down 2nd Avenue. All right, so your failed attempt to get a posse of men today anyway.
I didn't want to get one today. We have to go there today, mm-hmm. or try to go there to see how far it is.
All right. You guys just have planned to meet up at some point to do this?
Well, I assume Luke isn't getting out of bed, so I'm going to go beat on his door.
On his little 10x10 cell.
No, Luke.
No, he took one of the nice ones. Yeah,
I have.
I was on level 2. You see those five levels. So.
Yeah, he was in mid-range.
At least I get a +3 room. I'm not going to get through this.
All right, so there are some people checking into the hotel this morning. Must have just came in by rail.
Might want to grab one of those good rooms while they still have one, Luke. Anyways, get up out of bed. We got work to do. We got to go visit that place.
There's something I was going to do first. Well, a few things I was going to do first.
Fully dressed.
So after breakfast, I go to the store, see what they've got. In particular,
first thing you notice is that all the prices are about 5 times what you would expect.
Yeah, sort of, I can't remember the term. Basically, they're in Stockiston town, so hey, charge what they want. So they've got a good range of stuff, or very limited?
Well, it depends. What are you looking for in particular? They do have a general store here, but they also have various markets as well, like open-air markets. Right. In the general store, I mean, you can basically find any kind of general good there. Shopkeeper will actually tell you if they don't have something you want, they can probably get it in through the rail line.
Aside from general stocking up on general supplies, telescope.
You want to buy a telescope? Yeah, they'll have some telescopes there. Used, but well cared for.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, which I don't know if I'll have or not, is dynamite.
Dynamite, yeah. He doesn't sell dynamite in the general store, but you can buy it through the Wasatch outlet. If you go down to the railhead, you can purchase from them directly there. And the prices actually aren't bad, as they use it for rail work. They've actually got a surplus of it. You do have to let them know what you need it for. They're particularly suspicious of people that just buy dynamite for no good reason. But if you got a good reason, they'll sell it to you.
Yeah, help clearing out some caves.
I've got this cannibal infestation.
Yeah. So there's DPD, I've been in some dynamite. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I would work for that kind of sheriff, so, you know.
Basically, if you're looking for any kind of general good in this town, it's going to cost 5 times listed price. Dynamite, you can get at listed price.
Okay.
Depending on what you tell them.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be for clearing out the caves. Yeah. Well, they probably would have heard by this point that, no, they wouldn't have heard anything. But we can pick some up anyway.
Oh, man.
You think I'm going out there without dynamite with me?
No, I still love that. I'm a deputy. I need some dynamite.
Yeah. Well, just as a deputy, I have more easier access to it, I reckon, than, you know, just some Joe Smurf the street. No, I'm actually, you know, deputy. So.
Yes, and the sheriff, really strict.
So you go over to Wasatch to get your dynamite?
Yes.
All right. Well, you're in luck, as there is a couple people there that know you, that were over at the battle. Some of them were people that you ran into, and so they recognize you. Dynamite, huh? Well, yeah. We got the good stuff, and we got some sweaty dynamite. You got a crate over there. I can give you half off.
Not today. Might have a use for it later, but not today.
Well, if you don't got to travel with it, I mean, like I said, it's cheaper. We're just going to blow it up ourselves if we can't sell it, because, you know, it's once it starts sweating, it doesn't last much longer.
Yeah. We need to do some scouting in the area. So, depending on how far away we end up having to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you're going to be on horseback, you want the good stuff. Come on over.
Yeah, this way. Exactly. Yeah. We've got a situation coming up that we wanted to formally pass before you guys hear. Well, we said you'll probably hear about it, no doubt, later on. You may have heard the mayor speechifying about it before.
I hadn't heard a thing. I heard that there is mayor in town, and sheriff too, I guess, if you've been deputized. Well, good on you, Luke.
Does well, you know my name by now?
How much are you looking for?
Just a couple of sticks for now.
If you're just needing a couple of sticks, he'll just give them to you. He'll cut some off of a bundle they haven't wrapped yet. So, did some good work for us out there.
Then come back in 2 hours' time and get another couple of sticks and go back and get another couple of sticks.
He'll give you long fuses with them. You can just cut the fuse down to whatever you like, but he'll give you,
excellent
long fuses.
I do actually have the explosive skill.
Skill?
Yeah, made up one.
Oh, okay.
Knowledge skill, explosives, yeah.
Yeah. So I actually do know how to handle it properly.
The important question is, do you have throat?
Yes.
Oh, your father taught you catch.
Yeah, if you just want like two or three sticks of dynamite, yeah, you can.
Just in case today, tomorrow, we'll maybe be looking at a bigger order, but today.
Yeah, if you just need a few sticks, no problem. We haven't got these bundled up yet. I can budget on the inventory. If you need much more, though, I'll have to charge you the normal prices.
Fair enough. Can't complain about that.
Other than the telescope, did you pick up in the dynamite? Are you picking up anything else?
The one other thing I want to sort out, and I'll probably get together with Gain and Gideon and the others at this before we do that, is send a telegram off to our agency to say, hi, we're still alive.
I wanted to do that after we cleared out the cannibals, just because we give them better news.
You don't
news.
Want them to know that we're alive until we get rid of the cannibals?
Yeah, that way, because if someone dies, then I don't have the very embarrassing task of sending them. Oh, and by the way. Okay. although I would like to talk with Luke and see if he knows about anything, how to put down a can, Wendigo.
All right, so do you guys want
to... I wasn't sure if this would be at the store or at the Telegraph, but I'll keep an eye there for issues of the Epitaph, past issues of the Epitaph. But I don't know if that'll be at the store or at the Telegraph office.
Actually, they've got a news office that they're in the process of building, which is carrying newspapers from all over the place. Actually, there's some rumors that they're getting a press there, so the Perdition might have its own newspaper soon.
Who named this town?
Yeah.
This is the worst named town ever.
Do you ask anybody that?
Like Pete does.
Yes, I will ask someone.
Well, actually, someone at the Wasatch Railhead, because this is the Perdition Railhead, was where it's named from. But they named it because when they got here and they looked over the cliff and they saw a Lost Angels, well, that's hell, and this is slightly above it. So they nice named it Perdition.
Yeah, no, actually, that's great logic. Damn. I can't be
frightening, but good.
Luke! So, what's up, Luke? How are you?
Is everybody just going to meet the telegrapher's office at this point, then?
There was something I would like to do.
Sure.
After the bells wake me up.
Okay.
Sorry. I was going to try and track down Sarah and tell her about the bartender and his cough and see if she might be willing to take a look at it or if he...
anything
done. Sarah.
Oh, yeah, Richard.
Give me a... healing roll.
Okay.
Or just a smarts common knowledge?
Yeah, actually, yeah, smarts with a +2 for medical knowledge. We'll do it that way.
Okay.
which is probably a lower skill.
It is. Okay, and... Actually, it's not.
Oh.
Four?
You have the plus two. That helps.
Yeah, it's still a four. Rolling a one on anything, like, it doesn't really matter with this type of thing. Yeah, it sounds like tuberculosis.
TB.
Yeah. Oh, not good.
Yeah. No real cure for TB.
Yeah, if he's coughing up blood, that's
he's goner.
Yeah. I could heal him, though.
So, you say the bartender's got a job opening coming up.
I could be mayor, Zane could be sheriff, you could run the bar/whorehouse, Sarah could be the first doctor, and John Young could open up a eatery.
After you get that done with him, does everyone want to meet at the telegrapher so you're all in on whatever's talked about?
I assume the telegrapher is also the post office.
Yeah. Yep, he's awesome. There's no post office yet, but they do collect post here that gets sent up on the railway.
Yep, there's brass telescopes going back to where the huddle got on the...
telegraph office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what do we...
Couple other things I want to do, but yes, the telegraph office.
Yeah, so Luke's there. This time of day, there's really not any other customers, but he's got packaging supplies there as well, and he's got all the rates that would cost to send it back up with the Wasatch line. Of course, if you're sending it to the Wasatch office, it's not going to cost a thing.
Well, I've got the package, the list of description and the personal effects that we've been lugging around with us from the crash.
Ah, yes.
Waiting for us to get to somewhere where we could send them back.
He deserves a chip for remember.
Yeah. Yes, he does. All right. So Luke is happy to package up all your supplies, stuff, any mail heading back out. He has a telegrapher's key here, and he says, yeah, I've been doing this for a long time. I did intel back in the war, and I know a couple of different, the code techniques. Telegraphy is actually... the code was that there was different ways that the code was done, and you could actually tell what office a telegram came from by how the code was done. A lot of the different places actually had their own kind of shorthand as well. So it wasn't just the fact of knowing Morse. The different telegraphers actually, you could actually tell who did it by the way it was done. And
mine's like Luke is signature, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the telegraphers from Perdition do it like with the telegraphers from Los Angeles, they do it like do.
Yep.
There was an episode of Murdoch Mysteries where that actually came up.
Yeah, it had to do with pitch. It had to do with how long the pauses were, because they were not they're not mechanically timed, so the pauses were different.
Hmm.
Okay.
Like I said, you're alone in the office with him. This time of day, most of the menfolk are out working.
I play Revelation and say, tell me everything you know about Wendigos.
Okay. What does Scar do?
Your hero finds all the information available when doing research. Or realizes some critical information when confronting some obstacles such as a monster weakness. Or...
All right. Sounds good. You relate your tale to him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
As he already suspects that you are in on the conspiracy, as it were. First thing he tells you.
Young Jung to flash him the ring. Flash him his ring.
Well, I thought I'd done that last night at the bordello.
Yeah, you did actually. True, you did.
I flash him again?
he tells you, first of all, what the Indian told you was not that they weren't Wendigo. That was, the first thing he thought of was that people that were cursed, from eating human flesh. From the description that he gave of the white skin and et cetera, likely they're not Wendigos. Likely they're ghouls.
Mm. Oh, no.
Oh, that's better. Yes. That's much better,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, that's much better. Wow.
Fair point. Yeah.
Now the fact that they seem to be resistant against stone and bone weapons are the traditional American, Native American weapons. That's something, that's different. He has not heard that before. It could be a particular twist of how this tribe became ghouls. But the fact that they're harmed by bullets and steel, that would be common. Ghouls typically can be killed like anything else. They're just a little hardier. They eat human flesh. They are, scavengers. So Whether the flesh is dead or alive doesn't really matter.
Do they usually roam around in packs of a decent size, attacking actual groups of individuals?
That also is not typical of the lore. Usually they will go after people that are injured or if they have a majority of people. So, like, they won't go after large groups, especially if the group outnumbers them.
So they normally behave as a scavenger.
Good. I'm glad we had the scouts be with us. That would have been awkward. Huh. What about...
Fire hurts them. Daylight or sunlight hurts them.
So are we going to find little ghouls?
No, they don't breed. It's a disease.
Oh, okay.
So if the Indian, told you that these men were cursed because they ate the flesh of a human, apparently whatever they ate was diseased in some way that turned them into this.
Yeah, kind of like Kuru. Okay.
Don't know about that yet. Could we reasonably take them out with your men plus our guys plus a few others?
Well, it depends on how big the nest is. As I said, they're not bulletproof. You've got some good shots in there. That shouldn't be any different than shooting down any other mortal foe. It really depends on how many there are. They are fast, and likely you're going to be bearding them in there in a dark place. So how good your night vision? Who's going to be carrying torches or lamps?
I can see perfectly in the dark, and I can cast light, so...
Well, it's that might come in handy.
Ghost rock lanterns or some such might be useful.
Yeah.
And there's ways of opening up cracks so they get the sun in.
Yeah, that would work too. But yeah, it really depends on just how big the nest is. these individuals are cursed. I'd imagine that there's going to be a finite number of them. They don't... getting bitten by one doesn't turn you into one. You'd have to eat whatever flesh they ate to become that way.
Okay. All right. And will they be asleep during the day or awake?
Not likely. Other than they have an extreme reaction to sunlight, I'm sure that they'll have some of them will be awake and some will be asleep. I'm sure they have guards.
What sort of extreme reaction? Do they just immediately die or just...
Well, if they're exposed long enough, they'll burst into flame. Something to do with being in the sight of God, and whatever they'd done was an unholy mess.
So if we got some large pieces of polished metal or mirrors...
Yeah, you want to bounce some sunlight down in there. Well, I suppose that is one way of doing it.
And we just aren't called Aziz.
Yeah, that's
mirrors are quite pricey around here. Some shined up metal, you might be able to get some scraps from Wasatch. Mirrors are going to be quite costly.
Yeah, it's something large and reflective.
Any spore or sign of where they make their nests?
Well, they certainly leave spore once they eat. Suppose I could they don't tend to digest bone very well, but they eat the whole animal. So you'll be looking for spore that's got shards of bone in it. Of course, bear will leave the same type of thing as well.
All right.
I hear smell. They've got a very, they smell like cat urine.
Okay. Now
you said the flesh they ate could have been diseased. Or how far away are we from Lost Angels?
About a day's ride for a single horseman.
Yeah, these were dressed as natives, so I see what you're thinking. Perhaps. I think I know what you're thinking, but yes.
Possibly. I am contemplating using their own methods against it.
Well, that's something we discovered that might be useful information to pass on.
Yes, I expect the explorers would like to know this.
Luke's looking like, how'd you like, do tell?
Sarah, you were the one who discovered the, discovered the information, if you wish. You wish to enlighten Luke?
I think she might be gone.
Oh, nope, she's back.
From what fell off the back of that wagon that you found?
Basically, humans that have been basically butchered like cattle.
Are you saying they're eating human flesh down there?
Yes. I'm not saying they're eating human flesh, but I'm saying they've got They were getting a delivery of human steak.
It looks a little green, and it takes him a moment to be able to speak again, and he tells you that that's one of their biggest draws. Once a month, Grime holds a feast. He feeds any that wants to come. He feeds everyone around. I'm sure you've noticed how dear food is around here. I've gone to one of those before.
I step away. I cast deflection.
Step away.
I also cast deflection.
Yeah, you sit for a bit. But I don't understand it. I mean, I'm fine. I know many people in this town that's gone to Grimm's feasts.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
They say people taste kind of like pork.
Oh no.
That's pretty wrong, Sarah. Jeez.
Just because they're supplementing the food with the meat that they're adding to supplementing the meals with is human flesh, it doesn't mean that people are going to, assume people aren't going to suddenly turn into ghouls or become diseased or whatever. But the other thing is that the worshippers aren't worshipping God, they're worshipping Grimes, was the other thing.
Guys, we really don't have any proof that they're actually eating humans as part of those feasts. I mean, it could be one or two people being just very bizarrely sick. But yeah.
It was a big wagon.
Yeah, they're eating people. Come on now.
Yeah, so whether or not it's the inner circle that is consuming the flesh, or if Grimes is using it as a way of feeding lots of people, which, due to the rarity, the scarcity of food, is certainly a potential.
Also, we have a telegram to send.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is one of the reasons we came here.
Okay. He hands you a form and write out your message here.
So what do we want to put down? Alive?
Apparently alive. A Peridition, stay here for 2 weeks, then moving on north. Moving on north.
The reason that we came here in the first place. His name is forgotten.
Yeah, O'Malley. Found O'Malley.
And have made
again.
Found O'Malley. Made contact. Stop. Further information will follow in a letter when we get to. Further information will follow in a letter.
Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah, Gideon Group is alive. We have found our target. Further information will follow in a letter. We'll be in Shanfan in 2
No, just trial. Say we're in Perdition for at least 2 weeks. When we leave, then say we're moving on to Shanfan. Just in case something comes up between now and then that skews our direction.
Okay, yeah, I'll put that.
Alright, he'll key that out and he'll let you know if you get a response.
And how much money?
Oh, that was actually kind of long. Dollar.
Right. That's it?
5 cents a word, 5 cents a letter, or 5 cents a word, or whatever the hell it is.
It's 5 cents a word, I believe.
Yep. We'll just call it
a letter. I thought it was letter.
Word.
All right. And then I guess we set off towards the Wendigo. It's just, I know.
And, let's go ahead and call it there, for the night. Mm-hmm. And, we'll pick up, going to find the... Well, this is actually just to see if you can find the cave, I guess, because you're going without your posse.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I fully expect us to be ambushed on the way there and almost die horribly.
Probably.
Why?
I'm not too sure why we're heading out without the posse. That bit
because
I'm still not...
Because they don't go out during the day, and we need to know where we're going to lead the posse to.
Don't you think we'd... having more people to look for the place is...
Yes.
Luke feels pretty certain he knows, he can head you in the right direction.
Direction, but we don't know what we're going to see when we get there. We want to scout the location out there.
Yeah, and the people might actually, in fact, be a hindrance. Or if we can just do the polished mirror trick, that'd be so.
Too easy.
Open the cave, shine a mirror, and done. Legion ships all around.
Suddenly the dynamite seems more useful, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think if we do get a good scout, I'm quite happy to come back with a sweaty dynamite and drop it in there.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this could be pretty easy. Woohoo!
All right. Well, 2 experience points. I'll give you 2 because you were actually trying to help the town out instead of saying, all right, where's the boats? And just heading out.
They offered us the best rooms in the place. No wonder we're staying.
Yeah.
I am not in the best room. This was a mistake.
Well, you will have offices soon.
Yeah, I know.
You can sleep in the plush chair at the office.
I'm going to go sleep in the cell.
With the town drunks.
Yeah.
Ah, those are your kind of people. They'll love you.
I know, exactly. We all get along so well. What do you drink? Water.
Holy man, huh? Can you turn this water into wine? Huh?
I can. I just choose not to.
Cool. Let me know when everyone's updated their character with the experience. Or at least logged it somewhere.
Yep. I've got it.
Yep. So, question. To load the characters up onto Obsidian Portal, is there an easy way of exporting, importing, or...?
Unfortunately, no. It won't. I mean, I can export your characters as an XML file, but Obsidian Portal does not recognize it for just a drop into the forum. You have to actually recreate it.
Bummer.
Yeah.
And the XML file is not... You have to convert it when you get it anyway.
Real quick, Bert. There was a spell that I was going to cast after the Wendigo. After we deal with the Wendigo, when I'm recounting our tale about how we valiantly vanquished this threat.
Are you sure you want to discuss this now?
Yeah, because I want to see if this is a thing that can be done, or if this is, like, don't waste the time to do it, which is inspiration. It says, the blessed use this miracle to undo cancerous effects of fear on the land itself. When in use conjunction with telling a heroic tale, adds +2/+4 with a raise to the persuasion roll used to reduce the local fear level.
Yeah.
Now, if I do a town meeting, is that a thing that can be done?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point, is once you defeated the critter, you have to spread the tale of defeating it for the fear level to actually go down.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a town meeting where you recount something like that. Of course, the backside of it is if you actually fail the roll, you could cause a fear level to increase because you're sitting here telling people about
monsters.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm sure that I never
failed. Never happened.
Never happened. Never. He always comes up aces.
Yeah, okay. and real quick, just talking with Luke, there's nothing other supernatural that might be causing this fear besides this, and Grimes being a horrible jerk face gym.
Now do what? Sorry?
There's nothing else supernatural. This is pretty much the only thing that Luke knows of in the area.
Oh, in the area? Oh, no, no. He could go on for a while. Tales of stuff in the area.
That's appalling.
If you want to sit down and have a conversation with Luke as to what he's done and what he knows, that'll take some time, which he'd be glad to regale you over a good lunch somewhere or a good dinner.
Okay. Damn it. So we might actually be doing stuff in this town for these 2 weeks and not just collecting my paycheck.
I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't signed up yet.
I wonder if there's a way I can get paid via my...
Young's got a large itinerary of going and visiting some possible relatives and eating some good food.
Yeah, go and take a look at them. And working out where he's actually come from, that bartender. How he learned it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good stuff. It's fun.
All right. Well, this was a lot of setup and exposition, but hey, no combats.
Did you want to know the bug, Bert?
Oh, yes. Let me write it down. So what happened and what did he
do? So basically, on the mini sheet, there's the option of apply wound modifiers. So say, for example, like I've got fatigue ticked, and if I click it once, it will do the -1 modifier in the bottom left corner. But if I keep clicking it, it keeps adding it. It doesn't just do it the once. And even if I clear what's listed in the bottom, in the adjusting bit, it remembers it for the role.
That's pretty weird because I kept having this whole session having to reapply the wound modifier because as soon as I made one roll, it cleared it out.
Yeah, it remembers for one roll, but if you click it multiple times, if I click it multiple times and then even if I say, oops, clicked it too many times, let's try and clear it, doesn't seem to be a way of clearing it.
I see. I click it multiple times, it keeps incrementing it.
I have just found a way to clear it.
How do you clear it?
If you click it, say, twice or whatever, that it's got there, then underneath the badge come a lot of dots. You can click on the individual dots to clear one of them.
Ah, okay.
And then you can take it down to set it up.
Yeah, okay.
Huh.
I still think it's interesting.
I clicked on the dots underneath the badge, which cleared it. Then I have the one wound modifier. I went to reapply it, and it doesn't apply anything.
It's doing it for me. I'm using Zane's sheet to test this with.
Oh, all those wasted fighting, amazing fighting rolls.
Don't worry, you won't need them next week. Just need the light. Fine.
Yeah. There won't be any problems going into a darkened cave after a nest of ghouls. No problem at all.
As is light.
And no guts rolls needed, I'm certain.
And we lost him.
Yeah, see, okay, if you take a look at what I just rolled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I only had a -1 modifier, and I had clicked on the apply modifiers a couple of times, and it gave me a -7.
Yeah, so if when you click on it, at the bottom left corner, where there is the modifier thing, there should be dots underneath it, and if you click on the dots...
And there's no dots underneath mine right now.
Okay.
Oh, well, it's interesting. Something to report to them anyway.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, hopefully you enjoyed that. And next week.
Okay, so we're doing Deadlands again next week?
Yeah, as long as everyone's into it. Since I missed our normal game time, I figured I'd just keep us on schedule and have one next week as well.
Okay.
Yep. I am 3.
Now, according to the main launcher screen, there's an update available for Fantasy Grounds.
I tried updating, and mine said, I don't like it.
Well, it seemed to have ran a bit better this game than it has in the past, though.
So,
how do you get your version again?
/ version, isn't it?
/ ver, what it was.
Yes.
Forward slash or backslash?
Forward slash.
All right. So... Let's see, 331 build 7, 110 build 3, 120 build 6.
That's what I've got as well.
It doesn't say what version of Fantasy Grounds.
Oh, Fantasy Grounds, no.
Because it was Fantasy Grounds that updated.
Yes.
Okay, mine failed to update. Uh-huh. Well.
And Bert, do you mind a little bit of shameless game plugging here?
No, go ahead.
Anyway, if folks are at all interested in short 1 or 2 session games, we have a session going on Sunday. It's tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Games run about 3 hours, and pretty much any 25-point Fate character is pretty much welcome as long as the character concept is one that could be found on a college campus in the 30s. It's very much high pulp noir, and pretty much anyone that's interested is invited. We're having a great time with it.
Sure. Who's running it?
Right now I am tag teaming with Joshua running it. It's normally a Pilgrim Ware, basically Doctor Who Adventure in Space and Time adjusted for Fate rules session. But for the next several weeks, Joshua's taking a break, so I am running a series of adventures called The Faculty Club Investigates.
Cool. All right.
Sounds quite interesting, except for the fact I'd be at work.
Okay.
That's Monday for you, isn't it?
Yes, that's Monday. That would be Monday morning for me. Unfortunately, I'd be at work. But yeah, it does sound quite interesting.
The 14th through the 2nd, I'm going to be off work, and I've got a bunch of things that I would like to try out. I put it up on the forum if anyone's interested. In particular, I really want to try out the Olympi game, which is the new version of the old Amber Diceless role-playing.
Oh, cool.
Which is a few times I've ran it. It's a lot of fun. But anyway, guys, thanks for playing, and
see you next week.
Catch.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
It is a center for higher learning. It is a place with centuries of secrets in its shadowed halls. This is where you have come to learn the mysteries of the cosmos. We are pleased to present the Miskatonic University Podcast. On our campus, you will learn the deepest secrets of the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game. From rules mechanics to beings of the mythos and insanities that plague men's minds. Join us at www.mu-podcast.com.